Content summary. This is Saratima. Let's have an overview of the process that's being offered here. You may have had training in some areas already. I invite you to come here though with a beginner's mind. Allow yourself to see things in a new light and you will see how much deeper the information will go for you here. So let's look at the steps. First, we have to awaken to awareness itself. It has to be an awareness that can stand alone without being tied to a thought. Some of you can already do this. But whenever life comes at you with a real problem, you probably fall for it and your awareness is lost. Or rather, you as awareness cannot stand alone under pressure. Not yet. So first we have to make this first step very solid, awakening to awareness itself. And then we want to shift from the dualistic paradigm of right versus wrong, the you versus me, the realm of automatic thinking, to the paradigm of flow, and then to space, and ultimately beyond the paradigm of space into the clear light of existence, eternity itself. You can take it as far as you like or as close as you like. These modules are your roadmap, and you can always go back to them even years from now. The law of truth is eternal and never changes. So, mental awareness is the first training step. Once that's somewhat solid, we can go to the next step, which is emotional freedom, learning to refrain from emotional identification, and lastly, body identification, which is composed of the language of sensations. Sensations such as pain are very easy to get stuck on. At some point in life, and you certainly are at this point now that you're here, you begin to recognize that your being is fragmented. We experience this by the differing directions one's mind is pointing to. There's a lot of this or that, worrying, choices, really not the sense of oneness, of wholeness that you truly are. You don't experience your seamless perfection, and this causes suffering. The next step is to work with the emotions more directly, the heart and the psychic realm. We will make sure you receive clear directions so you can go further and utilize this part of you in the way it's meant to. Healing the heart is a fundamental piece of this course. Next come the power modules, which are often either ignored or misunderstood. You will need power, energy to handle life in general, and if you want to wake up. Love is often a preferred path and should be treaded first, yet most modern people in the West, in my experience, are not suited for this practice. So we need to work with energies and understand how to work with spiritual power in a safe and fearless way. The last modules enter deeper into the realm of pure light. You can take it as close or as far as it suits you. Of course, the information given here are the basic tools, and once you move through the course, you will find that your nature will often make you go back a few steps and redo a module. This is normal. And no course can mimic real life perfectly, so I invite you to move through the course and do the exercises and then reassess after 12 months where you're at and cycle through the course in your own order again and again. And in order to awaken to the true capacities of the mind, heart, and body, we need to allow for something real and existing to enter, to alter and or recondition our perception of who we are. And this is truth, source, eternity, God, universe, grace, whatever you may call it. And we have to open ourselves to this greater intelligence. And you probably already have done it as you are here, but I invite you to go further with it. Expand this faith and trust, this knowing when you need it most. Challenge yourself. Also, an inner investigation, a listening, a responding must come about to basically train the personality. We have to become perceivers first instead of doers. And this then can open doors to what the soul already knows and feels to be true. Essentially, we are embarking on the ancient road of union with the truth that you are, and in accordance with the meaning of the word yoga, yoking yourself to something greater, the seemingly separate and meaningless parts of ourselves become unified into a vision of oneness. And we're learning now that everything is already here. The oneness is already available, graspable, in reach. So we're invited to listen with our whole being and to re-listen over and over again, absorbing meaning, and most importantly, bathing in pure consciousness, eternity itself, that is your true nature, which is already here and now.